Every Tuesday, we ask what the heck. We talk tech and technology, and you might have noticed that when you run a search on Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger, or products of Meta, that they now have the option for utilizing the Meta AI search tool. Just what is it? Is Meta snooping in on our searches? Why would I need Meta AI on a WhatsApp? Joined as always by Nazreen Ibrahim, CEO of Naz Consulting International. Good morning, Nazreen. Nice to have you back on. What exactly is Meta AI?
Good morning, good sir. It's great to be back and talking to you and the rest of the team. Meta AI is, of course, Meta's introduction to us as standard users for being immersed in generative AI assistant capabilities. What does that mean? Well, if a simple example, if you have used ChatGPT and you know what it can do for you, you can now use this capability within all of the Meta app platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp primarily. Now, most people would have noticed the availability of Meta's AI assistant in WhatsApp. It's so prominent in WhatsApp. As soon as you log into the app, there's this bluish, purplish circle pulsing, getting your attention. It looks like an eyeless eye that's keeping an eye on you, which is kind of creepy but cool at the same time. So we're trying to think, how do you escape it? You can't. It's there. It's you can use it or not use it. And I was interested to read how the search works, where you put in a term. Meta is saying, don't worry. It acts also like your search bar will act like a normal search. It will search for things in your device or in your stored details, but it will also then provide you with generated details on any number of options. Whatever prompt you want to imagine to put in, you can test it.
Because why would I need AI on WhatsApp if the messages I receive are primarily from my wife saying, remember to bring home bread and milk on your way back from the office?
Now I even need to remember to bring bread and milk when I'm going somewhere, so it might not be a bad thing to tell you. I haven't tested it yet, but thank you for that suggestion. I'm going to test it to say, set a reminder, which I can do with the assistant on the phone. But anyway, you ask a great question. Why do you need the AI assistant now? Why do I need this thing invading my life as it is? I'm already, bombarded and overwhelmed by the amount of data that this thing is taking from me. It's literally like we are hooked onto a digital IV drip, Lester. We're kind of giving a pint every day. We just don't see it and we don't know. But this is both, like every piece of technology we always speak about, both good and bad in a way. I'm reading through all the privacy points in their privacy policy around this feature. What's nice is that the tech organizations build these fantastic tools. They're never very clear on exactly how they collect your data. I'd like to meet the person who spins the way these sentences are written. It's probably Meta AI writing it. But it's interesting to know that they say, as an example, I'm going to go to one of them. It says, visual indicator shows that assistant is activated and listening for Ren's command. This is if you use the voice activation. We collect this voice interaction, which includes any background sound that occurs when Ren says the command. They're using an example character. Collecting Ren's voice interactions lets us provide, and depending on Ren's settings, improve the assistant feature, but doesn't tell you what. And so that's the case on most of their items in the privacy policy around using all of their products, whether it's Reels, status update, posting on Marketplace, using WhatsApp status, etc., etc. So you get the idea or the picture there.
I just asked Meta AI on my WhatsApp, and I said, write a message to my wife and insert my wife's name there to say I'm stopping by the pub. I'll be home by 7. And it then writes a message. Hi, wife. Just a heads up. I'm stopping by the pub for a bit. But don't worry. I'll be home by 7. See you soon. Love you. I could have just written in a few seconds, I'm stopping by the pub, see you at 7. And that would have been enough. Message typed and message conveyed.
So it's going to at some point start learning your the way in which you type or speak to varying sorts of people, and start imbibing every one of your qualities, the sentiments, the tone, the speed of the typing, the type of word you most likely may use. And what I'm getting to is, you know, I remember, for the life of me, I cannot remember what the name of that currency is that Meta wanted to introduce at some point. It was a cryptocurrency. They built a wallet. And I remember at the time Mark Zuckerberg saying, no, this has got to be an all-inclusive ecosystem. You never leave your Facebook or you never leave your WhatsApp when you're making a transaction or you're doing anything, right? And so it's become, that didn't work out so well. But what's happening now is the introduction of Meta AI, and it's when we've tested it as a team, the generative AI capabilities, we asked it, prompting it with various ideas on generating images. The quality and superiority of images was really high. And so we found that very interesting, considering other generative AI tools. And you know the list, you know, if you're using any of the LLMs, Claude.ai, Perplexity, ChatGPT, who else is there? Gemini, Copilot, any one of them or any of those systems that you're using, you can test the speed, the level of quality, the authenticity of the data you are being presented with, and the helpfulness of that system. And usually the helpfulness of that system is there or not there. You have to sometimes jack it up, which I did the other day, and then it finally gave me my answer.
I just asked Meta AI to generate a pic of a clown on a tree, and I have received a picture of a clown on a tree. Naz Ibrahim, really appreciate your time. Lester, how can I get it off my phone? I don't think you can get it off your phone. I don't know if you can revert to older models of WhatsApp, but I guess it's on your phone if you use WhatsApp now. It's nice.